roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C104.
All right, we welcome Julie to the show. Hello.
Hello.
Who are we putting to the test for you today?
My boyfriend, Finn.
Finn, as in shark fin?
As in, if he doesn't get this right, he's finished.
Ooh, okay. All
wow.
Right.
Oh, man, that's a pretty good joke. I'm kind of jealous. You beat me to that one. All right, why are we putting Finn to the test?
Okay, so this whole thing is going to sound really lame, but Finn is a great guy. He's a good boyfriend, but he is on this trivia team that meets every Friday night, and it's a Harry Potter trivia team.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
So he is on a Harry Potter trivia team.
Yes.
Okay. Do I even want to ask what the name of his team is, or is it too embarrassing?
Honestly, I really can't remember. He told me once, and I forgot.
Okay.
You kind of sound like you're embarrassed about the whole Harry Potter trivia thing. Am I right?
I mean, I saw all the Harry Potters when I was a kid. I liked them, but I mean, I grew up, you know?
Yeah.
Well, listen, are the prizes for the Harry Potter trivia night, like, significant? Like is he competing for $500 or something?
Honestly, I think he just likes the excuse for getting out of the house and going to a bar every Friday night.
I see. Okay. And now, do you join him for these trivia nights?
Okay, when we first started doing it, I sort of tagged along, but I'm not on his team, so the whole night is kind of boring for me.
Okay.
But why aren't you on his team? You said you know all the Harry Potters.
I saw all the movies once. I don't know the answer to all these questions.
Okay. So getting back to my original question, why are we putting him to the test?
So, okay, there's this girl on his team, Elena, and she texts him all the time. Like, at first, when she would text him, he would just say, it's about the team. But now they text each other all the time, and I'm like, come on, I'm not that stupid.
So you think something's going on between him and this Elena person?
I think she wants to be more than just his teammate, yeah.
Okay, so she wants to be the Hermione to his Harry.
Well, no, because in the movie, they're just friends. But I think she wants to him, though. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right, then, I see. Well, that was sort of what I meant there. So let's put Finn to the test here and see who he chooses to send his free roses to and what he puts on the card, okay?
Okay, fine with me.
And I have to ask before we get started, are you sure you want all of this on the air?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and with Finn, do you know, is his formal full name Phineas or is it just Finn? Like, what name would appear on his credit card?
No, it's just Finn.
Just Finn. Okay, cool. All right, here we go.
Dialing at random.
Hello?
Morning. I'm calling to speak with a Finn Harrison, please.
Yeah, it's Finn.
Good morning, Finn. My name is Tracy, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great. So the reason I was calling, I wanted to let you know that we started a brand new promotion this year. We want to reward our customers, and every month we draw a bunch of names to win prizes. So I wanted to let you know that this month you were one of our winners. Congratulations.
Are you kidding me?
No, you really won.
Really? Okay. This is bizarre because I literally won like $50. On a lottery scratcher last week, and now this is second time, so, you know.
Sounds like you're very lucky right now.
Yeah, I guess so. What did I win, by the way? Money? More money? That'd be nice.
No, sorry, I wish it was. It's not actually money.
Okay. What is it?
So, every month we give away different little prizes, just, again, like a little token to say thank you. And this month, the prize is flowers, so you won a beautiful bouquet of red roses. I love them. And the reason I was calling is because a lot of the guys who have won this prize obviously don't really want the flowers, but they asked if we could send them to their wives or girlfriends instead, which, listen, I am more than happy to do. So did you want us to send the flowers to you, or is there someone else, like a wife or a girlfriend?
Let me think about that. Yeah, like a bunch of roses.
Yeah.
Like a romantic.
Exactly. Kinda. They're long-stemmed, very romantic, beautiful.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's send them to somebody then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All I need from you is the first and last name of the person you want us to send them to.
You're sending them. Okay.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Her first name's Elena. E-L-E-N-A. Last name's...
And the flowers are going to come with a card. So what message would you like to put on there? It can say whatever you want. It just has to be under 180 characters.
Okay. Cool. Let me think of something. Try to be clever here. Okay. This is going to sound weird. Are you a Harry Potter fan?
Oh, my gosh. Of course. I've read every book.
Okay. So you'll get how good this is. Put down, thanks for opening your Gryffindor and letting me Slytherin.
What the f*** is that supposed to mean?
Oh, my God.
Things right there. Hello.
Oh, snap. Hello?
Hello? Yes, hello. You want to tell me what the hell that message is supposed to mean?
What?
Actually, you want to tell me why you're sending this person flowers? What the f***?
What? It's a Harry Potter thing. You don't get it. It's Harry Potter.
Oh, no, I don't f***ing get it. So you just expect me to sit here as your girlfriend and just let you send flowers to this other f*** and not say anything?
No, it's a Harry Potter thing. It's not sexual.
Oh, really? Oh, you don't think I am stupid.
No, look, I want to send them to you. I was going to send them to you, but then I thought, hey, I actually have to get something for the club. I got to, you know.
Look, if you want to send flowers to that go ahead.
I want to send them to you.
No, it's too late. Why don't you just think real carefully tonight about who you want to be messing around with your messy clock. From now on, before the best you ever had in your life, just...